So, you went back to the palace last night?
Mm-hmm. How did you know?
Ramchandra told me that he gave you a lantern. He watched you walk up the hill.
Well, I thought I'd take a midnight stroll.
And?
Hmm?
Do you find it was haunted?
No. Don't you have any coffee?
Tea. No ghosts appeared.
No.
Ah.
Now you're disappointed.
I thought perhaps you were a sensitive Mr. Flanders.
A sensitive? Oh, a sensitive? No. I didn't see a ghost. But I did sense something in the corner, near the ceiling. And it was curious about me. When I spoke to it, it replied. But in my own voice.
In your own voice?
Mm-hmm. And it was a pretty good mimic.
What did it say?
It quoted Tagore.
Yes?
It said, "The night kisses the fading day, whispering to his ear, 'I am death, your mother. I am to give you fresh birth.'"
You weren't frightened?
Mm-mm.
So, the palace is haunted?
No, that wasn't a spook.
A spook? A ghost?
No, it was something else. I don't know what. But, well, I lost my body.
What?
I was invisible.
And where did you find your body?
Naturally, it joined me as I was running down the hill. Do you care to tell me anything? Well, if you'll excuse me.
Sit down. Now that you've experienced what is in there, do you feel you can confront it?
Well, first, I'd like to know what it is. Is this the it that I've heard so much about?
Yes.
So what is it, a genie or something?
Yes, I think so.
Oh.
We call them jinns.
You know, I thought jinns were out of the Arabian Nights.
The stories in the Arabian Nights came from India.
Oh. So, genies. I mean, jinns were...
Not were. Are.
Ah. Are. From... They're from here. Oh. Well, how mischievous are they?
They can be quite devilish.
Oh, they do have a sense of humor.
Indeed.
You know, I'm not really very good at exorcising old summer palaces.
It doesn't inhabit the palace.
But I saw... Well, all the rooms in the palace are empty except for one. Why is that?
It was a... its request.
Oh. And you want me to get rid of it?
Hardly.
But...
Well, I feel we've discussed this enough for the moment.
But... What do you want me to do?
Speak to it.
Right.
You've been quiet today.
Chance.
She told you.
Finally.
But she didn't tell you everything.
No, of course not.
What are you planning to do?
Wait.
Wait for her to tell you?
Yeah. Sorry. I like it here.
I don't think you have time to wait.
Why? Oh, you people are so strange.
What?
It's so deceiving. Anyone with an education in this country speaks English. So I assume we understand each other. But your culture, it's so alien. There's only the illusion of communication. I'm always missing something, or saying something that offends, and I haven't the slightest idea why.
Oh, Jack, don't be so sensitive.
Well, it's true.
Jack, look at it from our point of view. Americans also speak English, and they are usually very insensitive, if not offensive. But we like them.
Well, thank you. Kamala, dear, sweet, beautiful, exotic creature that you are, why is time of the essence?
Jack, my aunt has always had so much energy, so much life to her. But now...
But what does she have?
It isn't what she has, it's what has her.
The genie. The djinn.
Yes.
She made a pact with a djinn to get out of the life that had been arranged for her. And now... Now his spirit has come to collect. Is that it?
I doubt it's that simple.
No, of course not. So, this is the summer palace of the Maharaja of Mysore, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What is that painted on the walls? Battles between the English and the Maharaja's troops?
Yes, it took years before the English were able to conquer the south.
Huh. So how the hell do you get rid of djinns? You know, I always thought they came out of lamps or bottles.
Well, they've been known to appear in your sleep.
So there's no escape, is there? Are all these paintings of battles with the English?
Mm-hmm.
Horses leaping over barricades, sabers, lances, elephants. It's all so fierce and noble.
Have you ever noticed the way my aunt suddenly looks up the hill?
At the palace.
Yeah, as if she's heard someone call to her.
Yeah, I have noticed that. But I just can't read that look on her face.
Well, it's not fear. It's like being intensely in love with someone, or obsessed, and then parting, and years again, meeting again, recalling, but knowing it's gone.
I don't understand.
Jack, I think she's getting ready to die.
What?
I just realized that.
How can I help?
You can't.
Oh.
Unless...
Yes?
You...
Me? Yes?
You have to...
I have to what?
You have to become...
Become? Yes, come on, next word.
Become the man who said he was you.
You mean... Wear a white beard and pretend that I'm 90 years old?
Don't you understand?
No.
She respects him. She knew he could help her. That's why she sent me to bring you here.
I know, but I don't...
When she realized you weren't him, she gave up.
Yes, but...
But then when you told her your experience in Delhi, walking down the street and everything turning to light, she just opened up to you.
Yeah, she opened up for about 30 seconds.
Don't you understand?
I have to become the one who said he was me?
Right.
Great. You know, whoever did those paintings appears to depict both sides with equal nobility. But you know what? After having seen the palace... This exquisite culture that the English invaded and conquered. I suddenly realized who the real barbarians were.
Startling, isn't it? So, Jack, have you thought about... Where are you going?
I'm going to see if I can find a good cup of coffee. Then I'm going to sit down and read your manuscript.
Happy birthday, eh?
Pardon?
Oh, yes. What would you like?
Do you have coffee?
Nescafe.
No. I mean coffee. Real coffee. Strong.
No problem.
Very strong.
Very, very strong.
There was another time this strange possession took hold of my aunt. It was in Benares. She suddenly decided we should rent a boat and be rowed out into the Ganges. When we reached the middle of the river, we just sat there, silent, listening.
Copy, sir.
Oh, thank you. Killer coffee.
We could hear music and voices. We could see the flames on the banks where they cremate the dead. My aunt sat there, as though transfixed by the burning ghats and the sounds coming from the banks of the river. She took my hand, and she looked at me with the strangest eyes.
My child, as you grow, you are developing only superficial understanding and outer vision. It is the inner vision that is important. It alone is true and sacred. You lose sight of the one reality, of your own truth, because you pay attention only to the impermanent outer vision and forget completely the permanent inner vision. God's mission is to restore this sacred inner vision. That is what he does when he comes as Avatar. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said to Arjun, "Child, whatever actions you perform during the time when you are on this earth, know that they are all impermanent. In time, you will discover that everything in this world is temporary. Your relationships, your attachments, your accomplishments, the sense of individuality you have developed, all are going to disappear. Everything gets washed away in the flow of time. If you try and catch hold of things and cling to things which are themselves being carried away by this flow of time, what chance is there for you to be saved and to reach that perfection which is forever unaffected by this flow, which not only is never subject to it, but is always its master? The things you are holding on to are all being washed away.
So true. What a djinn want? I know they don't collect souls, but this djinn wants something. Somehow I have to get it to tell me.
You cannot.
Oh?
He will trick you.
Yeah, well, I guess I have to trick it out of him.
Ramchandar, what else can you tell us?
The djinn visits her in her dreams. That is what is weakening her. She is strong in will, but her body has become weakened.
I don't think I'd be very good at deceiving a djinn.
Maybe you can find out what the pact was that she made and offer something to release it, to appease it.
Yeah, if it can be appeased. And this is frustrating.
There are two dreadful enemies of man, Kama and Krodha.
Who?
Kama and Krodha.
Desire and anger.
You must develop complete control over them. They are your inner enemies. If you are defeated by your inner enemies, how can you conquer your external enemies?
Well, you've got me there.
Once you keep these inner enemies under control, the other enemies can be defeated quite easily. So it is taught in the Bhagavad Gita.
Kama and Krodha, desire and anger. Sound like pretty tough cookies.
Haji?
Well, look, how can I get that djinn to talk to me?
You know where it lives.
Yes. I think I need your lantern again.
I have it waiting. Here.
Well, thanks.
You're going up there again? In the middle of the night?
Yes. I'll see you in the morning.
Djinns are like tricks.
A what?
Tricksters.
Ah.
But a sense of humor can assist.
That I know.
Remember, Kama and Krodha.
Desire and anger. No problem.
Yes, be careful.
Yes, thanks.
Remember.
God, once he starts, he never stops. What?
It is their world you enter. All is Maya.
Illusion.
But so is this world.
It's a great help. Oh, it's a nice warm night to go for a stroll on the subcontinent. Good dogs. Well, that one sounds a bit sad. Oh, there it is. Odd, boxy shape. Dark, silent, waiting. So, here we are. Silent, just like before. I'm passing through the rooms. And now, the gin room. Same as before. Drapes and carpets, pillows, same dust. Well, I guess I'll just sit and wait. Oh, Jeannie. Yoo-hoo. Jack is back. May as well get my laughs in while I can. Nothing. No billowy cloud forming up in the ceiling. No wisps floating across the carpet. There's nothing. Hey, Jim. Hey. Hey, come on out and play. Carpet from Kashmir. Faded blue, but so deep. Beautiful design. Wait a minute. Is there something beneath the carpet? It's rippling. Water. And there's a path. It leads up a hill. Trees. There's that sad dog again. Is it the same? Huh. The rooms again. They appear the same. If I wasn't already in here, I'd believe I just came in. And here's the gin room. I'm back. Oh my God. There I am, sitting on the cushions, looking at the carpet. Now I'm standing up. I pick up the lantern. I'm walking across the carpet. Do I really walk that funny? Oh, I'm walking as though I'm waiting. But I'm just walking in circles. Wide, slow circles around the carpet. Now it looks like I'm walking up the hill. I stop. I'm probably listening to that dog. I continue. And I see the palace. I enter. Through the rooms. Into the gym room. I see me sitting on the cushions. Now another me stands up, picks up the lantern, and starts wading. And both me's are walking around in circles on the carpet. Huh. Interesting shadows. The more me's that keep appearing, the more intricate the shadows become from all my lanterns. Unless I'm mistaken, I'm seeing my life. Layers and layers of shadows. Some sad, some sweet, some cruel, some funny. Just me and my shadows. Meanwhile, we're filling the palace up with jacks. Can I break this loop? Can I put myself into one of myself and see what that self is seeing? Oh, yeah. Now, here I am, waiting. Okay, now let's just hop out of me and catch a me about to enter the gin room and see me. Here I am, and there I am, and the me's see all the other me's. But they're pretending that there's only one me. Uh-oh. Now that I've left me, I don't know which me was the observer. The observer must have been also walking in circles on the carpet, but thought he was merely standing back observing. I think I've lost myself in myself. Oh, I have done it this time. No, Jack. Don't get angry. Look at all of those me's, engrossed in the patterns on the carpet, or profoundly interpreting the shadows on the walls. And they're all walking in circles. Doesn't say much for my life, does it? But it is funny. Okay. Seriously, Aang, how do I get back to the real me? Assuming there was a real me to begin with. Now I'm beginning to wonder. Am I trapped in some metaphysical loop? Well, let's take one of these me's and just walk out of here. All the other me's are following me. God, I just want to be free of me. I want to be you. Yeah, the one who knows, the big me. Meanwhile, all my little selves are following me in circles. Help me.
Do you surrender to me?
I surrender. Yeah. Thank God. What a night. Wow. Uh-oh. Problem. It looks like I don't have a body. Did that gin trick me again? Or did I trick myself? No. Cancel. I don't want to get back into that again. Well, you got me again. The sun's coming up. I don't need this lantern. Now, wait a second. Who's holding the lantern? And who blew it out? Me? So I do have a body. I just can't see it. I can feel myself walking and breathing, smiling. I feel great. My life is good. Only thing is, I have no body. Well, someone is hungry, and someone wants a cup of coffee. There's got to be some in here somewhere. Instant coffee. Yeah. Freeze-dried. Don't kid me. Oh, no coffee. Shoot. Okay. Tea it is. Oh, I see there's a fresh pot out on the old patio.
Good morning.
Good morning, Auntie. Have you seen Jack?
No, I haven't seen him this morning.
Me neither.
Ramchandra, please bring the biscuits.
Hey, don't sit here. Hey, that's me you're sitting on.
I suppose he spent the night in the palace.
You know, Auntie, he is here to help you.
Oh, he means well, but how could he possibly help?
You could help by getting off me.
I believe in him, Auntie.
I wish Kamala was the one sitting on me. Oh, well, I didn't mean it. Oh, forget it.
I haven't been able to sleep. My dreams are so oppressive.
I know.
They're so real. I have to pinch myself to see if I'm awake.
Well, let's see if you are awake.
Ow! Auntie? Mr. Flanders! Why are you sitting in my chair? Did you sneak in behind my back?
Jack, you look so...
Yes?
You're glowing, Jack. You haven't shaved. You look as though you've partied all night.
Well, lots of parts of me partied.
I'm not so amused by your humor. I do not consider pinching an old woman in any way proper.
I'm sorry.
Had we met when I was young,
Auntie?
Oh, never mind. Ramchandra, breakfast for Mr. Flanders. He looks famished. Are you famished?
That's me, yes.
For someone who appears so unsavory, you certainly are spunky this morning.
Good morning, Mr. Flanders.
Oh, good morning, Ramchandra.
Did you have a nice night?
Nice? Well, let's say lively.
Ah.
Ramchandra, don't stand there. Serve Mr. Flanders his breakfast.
Ji ha, ma'am, sir.
You seem to be feeling better this morning, Auntie.
Indeed, I am. Mr. Flanders, you'll have to excuse me. As long as I have this energy, there are things I must attend to. Don't get up.
What happened last night?
Actually, I'm starved. You know, it's funny. I feel like I'm not just eating for one today.
Jack, she's much better this morning. Did you do anything?
Did I? Oh, boy.
So you were actually invisible?
Well, as far as I could see.
But how did you reappear?
Well, when your aunt raised up from the chair to reach for the marmalade, I got this urge to pinch her. And when I did, there I was.
Do you often have that urge, Mr. Flanders?
No, but, well, she was such an irresistible target.
And the gin, he's still in you?
Or me in the gin.
So what will you do next?
I have the feeling the gin is as curious about me as I am about it. So tonight, back up the hill.